10:25-37. Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and all your mind. You shall also love your neighbor as yourself." Then he said to him, "You have given the right answer, but do this and you live, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite saw him, and he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. He said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you have spent.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the word of the Lord.
So we're doing something a little different for the sermon today. As I mentioned earlier, this summer we didn't go to Alabama or Idaho or Washington. We went to Tangle Lakes for a brief spiritual retreat, kind of to get our hearts and minds focused and enjoy God's creation out in the wilderness. And then we came back and spent 5 days and 4 nights sleeping in our own church basement and serving and getting to know neighbors right here in our downtown community. And so in the spirit of Vacation Bible School God sightings, all the youth are going to come up and share one moment during the summer where they saw God at work in their lives and maybe in the lives of their neighbors as well. So come on up, guys. And adults that came and helped, if you want to come up too for moral support or share a little reflection as well. All right. Ready?
So my name is Jacob Rozelle, and this was my first mission week. I enjoyed it all. Because it felt really good to just help the community and get away for a camping trip. But I'm here to talk about one day while we were serving the community. We were on the way back from, I think it was Loving, and we were talking in the car, and we had a question, which was if Lightning McQueen got car insurance or life insurance. So me, Hunter, Caden, Jacob, and Harrison went to the State Farm building over there to ask our question. So on the walk there, carved into the pavement, there was a message that said, "Jesus loves you," in the pavement on the sidewalk. So when we walked into State Farm, the lady at the counter said, "How can I help you?" And we asked our question, and her reply was, "Who's Lightning McQueen?" Famous race car.
Famous race car who thinks and talks like a human, but is a race car.
We tried to explain it to her, but she didn't understand, and on the way out, she gave us a soda. It was good to get to know our neighbors.
While we were at Tangle Lakes, it was starting to get pretty windy while me, Jacob, and Jerry, which isn't here, Leah came down and then was like, it was starting to rain, and then Leah was like, "Get the tarp," And then we did that, and then it started pouring on us. And then I saw in the distance on the lake was Joel and Jeff. I think they were racing with on the canoes to get to the land, which we originally had four, but the other two had holes in them. Well, loose nails, so we couldn't use those. And we did that. We got the tarp on. We put all of the stuff that we had into the cars, and then we went to bingo camp. And then while we were doing that, it was a God sighting for me, because we were bonding and working together and teamwork.
Here, my name is Ben, and I think it was really fun working with all the kids at VBS. I had to do games, and of course I came completely unprepared without a towel or extra clothes, and got completely drenched every single day, and then after all that, I was forced to get slimed in the parking lot, so I had to take a shower, but it was really fun.
Again, I'm Kyle, and this is my God sighting from VBS. So this summer I helped out at the Maker of Fun Factory Vacation Bible School. I had a glorious time spending the day helping kids to know Jesus. The best part of it for me was witnessing the kids coming closer to God, which then helped me to do the same. These children made such a growth into joyful, loving disciples. Over my time of helping the kids from station to station, I began to notice them becoming more kind to each other and other counselors, and more united in the worship, which then blessed me and my worship, showing me more of how God does his work and how he wants us to worship.
My name's Aurora. It's my first time going on a mission trip, and my favorite part was on the way there when we got to see all God's creation with the mountain, the trees, and like all the animals that we saw. And it was fun going and hanging out with everybody and getting to know everybody.
I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them about when you went to where we went this summer when you didn't get to go with us.
I wasn't there. I can't tell about it.
Hey, my name is Hunter. My favorite part of the trip is when we went to Tangalo Lakes, and how we were about to go to actually start like canoeing to like the next lake, and we found out half of our boats were leaking, so we couldn't actually do the part of the trip that was fun. I'm just kidding. But then it started raining, so we went to Bingle instead, which was a lot of fun though. So I think it benefited us going to Bingle because we got to dance and it was a lot of fun. So yeah.
On the mission trip. So this was my first mission trip, and we went to Tangle Lakes, like everyone else said, and then it started pouring rain, so we went to Bingle Camp, and we got to go swimming, and when we got back to Fairbanks, we were helping out around our community, and we went to The Door and helped them sort some stuff. We went to Love, Inc. and helped them sort some stuff, and we also went. So one day we had a free car wash and gave out free hot dogs. And we walked around to different buildings and were asking people if they wanted hot dogs. And most of them had said they just ate lunch, but it still made them smile and they were all happy. So.
Good morning, guys. Bear with me, I have a cold. During the mission week, it was fun, but I'm gonna do something different. After the mission week, I went back to Bingle Camp and helped out with them. And I served teenagers from 7th grade to 12th grade. And it was really nice. I feel like the kids helped me more than I helped them. It was great. I just felt the grace of God coming into my heart. And it was amazing what God can do.
So
So I still haven't been on a mission trip, but I did help one day of this mission trip on the free car wash, free hot dog day. And so I was like watching the hot dogs and giving them out to people. And it was fun to see like all the people smile and be happy. And like you knew that that food that you were giving them like brightened their entire day, because it was also food box day. So there were people who were coming to get more food. So you were giving them something hot to eat while they were waiting, or like while they were getting help.
Oh man, it's my turn. I love God. I wasn't there, but it sounds like you guys had a lot of fun.
Hi, my name is Leah. This summer, I've had the total privilege of getting to know these youth. And the mission trip week was so special because I kind of went into it knowing them like a little bit, but not really. I've been spending most of my year down in Seattle, and so I didn't know them that well. But going into it, I was just blown away, like every day, by the gifts that each of them have. And it's amazing to me, like the body of Christ, like isn't God so good? Like he equips each of us, and we're all so unique. We're all so special. We're all so loved. And that was just so evident to me the entire week as I was watching the youth serve the community and serve me, and it was just really special. And man, if you guys want to be encouraged, you should talk to these youth, because God is doing awesome things in their hearts. And I'm just so excited for them to go into this next year, because I know that God is really going to do some cool things. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Will. Relatively new. I actually just moved here from Texas a few months ago. So my second week helping out with the youth group was this mission trip, and it was really cool getting to come in and see that the theme of their trip was, you know, serving the neighborhood around them and serving this community, because I felt like I was getting served the whole week that I got to spend time with them. You know, these are a really awesome group of kids that are doing amazing things in the community with each other, and I think what stood out to me the most was the last night we did washing of the feet, and serving each other. And at the end of that, we went out and there were papers with everybody's name on it, and getting the opportunity to just write words of encouragement and to let each other know that we're praying over each other and that we care for each other and that there are traits that stand out and these gifts that Leah was talking about. It's not just evident from the outside, but they're already at the point where they're acknowledging those spiritual gifts within each other as a community. And that's, I think, really special for a youth group to already have at this age, even though I'm only like mildly detached from that age group. But it was really cool, really encouraging.
Can you, oh yeah, give it up. Job, guys. The map. Yes. Would you like to share something, Marsha? Okay.
So my name is Masha. I am still relatively new to this church and this youth group. I did get to go on the mission trip with all these kids, and it was absolutely amazing. A lot of things didn't go as we originally planned, and it was just so amazing for me to see all these kids keeping up a great spirit, not getting let down by the pouring rain, more over half of our canoes having holes in them, and us not being able to continue our what we originally set out to do in our trip, getting stuck out in the middle of the lake under the pouring rain, watching the water fill up in the bottom of our boat, and just moving along, just paddling, praying that we get to shore safely. It was fine. It was so amazing and fun, and I'm just so blessed to get to know all these kids.
Come to the center and hold that up. So a recurring theme you might have noticed was things not going as planned. But one thing I think that actually that all happened kind of towards the front of the week, the beginning. And I think it was God training us to be more flexible, to be more open-minded, to know that no matter what plans succeeded or failed, God would be with us and there would be more opportunities to bless and to be blessed. And so when we got back into Fairbanks, we served at the students mentioned at Love Inc. at the door, at Bingle Camp. Am I missing one? My brain just totally shut down. Love Inc., the door, Bingle Camp, and then we also served right here with the food bank on Food Box Day on Wednesday afternoon. We had a free car wash. I think we washed about 20 cars. We gave out about 200 hot dogs. We even had one successful hot dog delivery to somebody who was working in one of the office buildings. And so as the week went by, we were asking the students to get to know individuals in our neighborhood, and we kind of mapped out where we are. And so here's First Pres in the middle. Right next door, we've got Vern and Eric at Gold Panner Chevron. We've been praying for them. Across the street the other way, we've got Wells Fargo. We met some of the tellers there and asked how we could be blessing them. Same thing with the Sunrise Baristas and the McCafferty's Baristas. We met Mitch at the State Job Center, and he was pretty cool. Prayed for him. You guys know City Hall is right here, and at the back of City Hall is the Boys and Girls Club. That's a wonderful place to be praying for and to be finding more ways to get to know those kids and those volunteers. The police department, absolutely pray for them. Esalon, there's wonderful people there. And then, you guys are making me keep walking further and further back. The Westmark Hotel, and then the door, we met Kevin and Julie. They're both staff at the door. I think they're both AmeriCorps volunteers, so they're actually giving up basically a year of their lives to serve their larger community. And so that's a great example. We definitely want to be praying and blessing them. And so we got this idea from Brian and Stephanie Rozelle's neighboring class. And we're going to keep growing our map. We're going to keep adding names to it, keep praying for folks. Just because the summer's over doesn't mean that our mission to know and to love our neighbors is over. And again, in just a few minutes here, we're going to kind of dismiss you guys, but we're asking you to join us in this praying and serving of neighbors by continuing to worship, by putting together some of those care bags. You know, throw some treats in there, write some encouraging notes, maybe pray for a couple folks that you might know who could use it, or just put together a whole bunch of them and drop them off at a local charity that you know could use this kind of stuff. So, anything else? Thank you guys so much for continuing to support the youth as we discern where God is calling us to serve. Would you guys mind if we prayed real quick? All right, let's pray, and we'll have the musicians come up. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for these young leaders. We ask that you would bless them. God, we pray for our neighbors that they would be blessed because you have blessed us. We pray for Mitch and for Vern and Eric and for all those folks that are going to be here in our neighborhood working tomorrow morning. We ask that your word would speak love and hope into their lives. And we ask that First Presbyterian, this physical location downtown, could continue to be a beacon of your gospel light. And God, we ask that each and every one of our young people could carry that beacon with them at home, at school, and everywhere in between. We ask all this in your Son's precious name, Jesus. Thank you. Amen.